Yeah, quite a while ago. I think we're talking like 2 years. Phil's repeater suddenly just started, you know, acting up. He had a bad match and kind of was all goofy. And so he had to get a tower crew out. So it started, and he had to get into his antenna and all this other stuff. So it started this whole process for him. And he finally got the antenna late last year, and then we got him hooked up with a tower company. He had funding, because there's multiple projects on the tower, not just his stuff. And so he had funding, and got a company that I've been working with on another project. They came out late to call. The next day they were out. It was amazing. 2-day job. And they took care of all the work. Put up the new antenna, swapped the antennas, checked everything, and I don't know if they swept, I'm not sure. But so he got his new antenna that he purchased last year up finally. And when he went to put the whole thing back online, he found out his PA was bad too. So I dug around in my stuff, and I found a PA, and I brought him a VHF one instead of a UHF one. Oops. So then we got together again, and I got him the right one, a UHF. And then he had to kind of configure, you know, he had to finagle it so that, because the output of his computer was not enough to drive this amp to full output. So he had to figure out how he was going to accomplish that. Anyhow, to make a long story even longer, that's how he got it all back up and online, you know, through a combination of things. But yeah, it was a long time coming, about 2 years, and a lot of stuff had to happen.